Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Well, the storm has lived up to its potential. The National Weather Service says we still have the winter storm warning in effect until at least 1 o'clock this afternoon. The heavy snow should start to taper off later on this morning. Total accumulations of anywhere from 16 to 24 inches, depending upon where you live. We'll have a full rundown of cancellations and closings coming up during the morning show. And also, you can check on our social media site, which is Facebook, and you'll find us at WHTD, RobinHoodRadio.com, with all that information. Lisa Carter has been appointed the Region 1 Superintendent of Schools on Wednesday. She became the newly appointed superintendent for Regional School District Number 1. Carter, who's been acting as interim superintendent since the retirement of Dr. Pam Vogel, was unanimously approved by all members of the 7 district boards of education within the region. Carter holds a B.S. in Mandarin Chinese and Business from Georgetown University, a Master's in Business Administration from the University of Southern California, and a 6-year in Educational Leadership from Central Connecticut State University. She completed the coursework to obtain the 093 certificate required for being a superintendent at CCSU as well. Region 1 Board of Education Chair Pat McHare said, quote, "All of us on the Region School District 1 Board of Education are pleased. Lisa has accepted the position of superintendent. She's done a fine job during a difficult time. We look forward to an outstanding working relationship as we move towards new and exciting horizons." Now, Carter will officially begin immediately as the permanent superintendent, continuing the work that she and the Region 1 staff have begun this summer, end quote. Carter went on to say, "I am honored to be selected for this role, and I'm so excited to continue working with my colleagues, families, and community members to provide an outstanding education for Region 1 students. I look forward to continuing our work together through this challenging time and to do a better and brighter future for all of us. I thank everybody for their support and trust. The northwest corner of Connecticut has been my home for 20 years, and my time in Region 1 has been the most rewarding chapter of my career history." Connecticut Governor Lamont activated the state's severe cold weather protocol. It's a system for state agencies and municipalities to coordinate with United Way 211 and Connecticut's network of shelters to ensure that the most vulnerable populations receive protection from severe weather conditions. Anyone in need of shelter should dial 211. Latest COVID-19 information out of Dutchess County is more than 200 new cases in the county. The county's rate is now up to 6.45%. 2 more county residents have passed away, bringing that total to 208. Berkshire Health Systems expects the vaccine to land, with shots being started on Thursday, weather permitting. The first shipment came into the Berkshire Medical Center on Tuesday. That was almost 2,000 doses for Berkshire Health Systems, according to Michael Leary, Communications Director. Some meetings that are scheduled for today and tonight, but we'll have to see if they go on. Cornwall Board of Finance has a Zoom meeting for 7 p.m. The annual pot pie dinner to benefit SWASA will be held at the White Hart as a to-go meal tonight, featuring pot pie and sticky toffee pudding. You can pre-order by calling 860-435-0030, or you can order at Provisions. You can pick up between 5 and 8 p.m. All proceeds benefit SWASA. The donation is $25. In Falls Village, the P&Z has a regular meeting scheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow in Sharon, the Energy Environment Commission at 8 a.m. in the morning. 12 Days of Christmas continues in West Cornwall, the holiday exhibit, with 12 works by local artists tucked into windows throughout West Cornwall. It runs every day through January 3rd. The Wish House will provide maps for those who want to streamline their visit and will offer token prizes to children who use their sleuthing skills to find each display. Meanwhile, the Sheffield Historical Society welcomes the public to their free outdoor COVID-safe light display on their grounds. That runs through January 6. You can stroll around, wear your mask, or view from your car at the Town Hall parking lot. The Sheffield Historical Society is located at 159 Main Street, Route 7, just north of the mobile station. Sparkling lights and holiday decorations at the Rogen Historical Society run through January the 6th in spirit of the holidays. Exterior decorations will be up through the 6th. Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department Santa Express. Santa going to houses on fire truck on the 19th and 20th between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. daily. To see if there is still room for a stop for your house, you can email fvsantaexpress@gmail.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlaken.com, and you'll find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 44.77 to 30,154.54 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 12,658.19, and the S&P 500 at 3,701.17. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast as it stands in just a few moments.